Simon & Schuster Audio presents Make My Wish Come True by Rachel Lippincott and Allison Derrick. Read by Crystal Hammond and Natalie Nottis.
Chapter 1. Caroline.
Caroline?
I snored awake, nearly tumbling out of bed as my younger sister Riley's voice shoots me into consciousness better than the 12 alarms I snoozed this morning. That's what I get for staying up until 3 a.m. to tinker with my portfolio for my Columbia application, adding in an article I just finished on the local bakery's heavily guarded 5-generations-old Christmas cookie recipe. Apparently, a great aunt had even killed a man to protect it, which made this piece a bit more high stakes than the rest of my reporting about our Christmas-obsessed small town. If looks could kill, though, Riley's might just do the trick. She leans away from my now-defunct left eardrum, arms crossed over her worn forest green Barnwich soccer hoodie. Can we please not be late for once? I grunt and groan a no in reply, rolling over to rebury myself in my cozy comforter. It's Pancake Tuesday, she says. I immediately roll back to face her. That's what I thought, she adds, before leaving me to my frantic Tuesday morning routine. I stumble into a pair of jeans and an oversized cardigan, brush my teeth as I pack up my backpack, then add a sweep or two of mascara and enough rings to let people know I like women. As I head downstairs to the kitchen and the pancakes that are the only thing that could get me out of bed today, Blue, my black and white border collie, trots after me, his toenails clicking on the hardwood floors. I smirk when we turn the corner to see Riley spraying a gravity-defying amount of whipped cream directly into her mouth, and my two older brothers, Levi and Miles, wolfing down short stacks like it's their job. They show up to Pancake Tuesday religiously, even though they're both in their early 20s now. Don't you two have your...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?